recording a tape from the ICU ward at the 67th evac, and I knew Jerry has just come in by evacuation helicopter. He's doing real well. We were just having a long conversation. He's comfortable right now. He's not in any pain. He's a little bit dry because they hadn't let him have any water for a while, but I thought he might want to say some words to you.
Okay, Mom, I just wanted you to know that please do not worry because I am okay. You can tell by my voice. I was plenty lucky. I saw some guys in the hospital that really got hurt bad, but it was just a minor flesh wound, and I'll probably be here a few days. Marvin's here taking care of me, and they're real nice, and I feel real good. I'll probably go to maybe Japan for 3 or 4 weeks and then possibly come back to the States, and we'll complete a tour. But just don't worry, because I was real lucky, and just a minor little flesh wound. It doesn't even hardly hurt at all. And yeah, I was going to say, actually, what happened was is I was just flying cover for one of the dust-off. That's a helicopter ambulance, and he was down in this valley picking up somebody that was wounded. While we were flying around, just a lucky shot came up and came through one of the windows and hit me in the leg. And it didn't hit me full blast. Hit the pedal and shattered. And this way, the bullet didn't actually go in. It was just a few little pieces of metal. So I just don't want you to worry, because I'll be riding just as soon as I feel a little better here. And as far as eating and feeling okay, I'm doing all right.
This is Marvin again. I just got back from the 67th, and that was Jerry's voice. Jerry, as you could tell, was a little excited, and he's been a little doped up because he just had surgery about 24 hours ago, and he was still a little nervous, but he is doing very well. I had a long talk with the doctor at the 67th, and I also had a long talk yesterday with the doctor at the Second Surgical Hospital that operated on Jerry, and everything is going along just fine. They had to operate on one of the arteries, and they put in a vein graft, and he's doing excellent. The graft is taking very well, and the blood vessel is in good shape, and Jerry is in good shape. He was having a little pain when he first came in, and we got him a hypo, which took care of all the pain, and he actually hadn't eaten anything for over a day. They were feeding him through intravenous tubes, and he asked if he could have something, and they had put him on a regular diet, and they didn't have any food right there at the time, but they got him some ice cream. Now, I don't know if you know much about ice cream, but ice cream around here is very rare, particularly hard ice cream like you get back home. And that was sort of a real treat for Jerry, and he just wanted something in his stomach, and they were going to get him some more food a little later. But cold, hard ice cream is really unusual, and he really enjoyed that, and he felt a lot better afterwards, and I just left him so that he could rest. They're going to dress his leg tomorrow, and they'll look at the blood vessel and everything, and they will put his leg in a full leg cast, not because there's nothing broken, but they want to keep the leg still so that the blood vessel doesn't move around, and he'll be in that cast for about 10 days. Now, 10 days to 2 weeks. And they just keep the leg in a particular position. That's the only reason for the cast. And then he will be taken out of the cast and will be back on his feet in about 2 weeks, gradually, of course, not just running around, but he'll get up on his feet and start walking and everything else. I don't know exactly how long they will keep him here at the 67th, which is the hospital, which the other evacuation hospital here in Quinyon. And it is about 5 blocks from here, so I went over this evening and spent about a couple of hours over there with Jerry until they got him settled and everything. And he is doing well, and I made sure that he was getting proper care, even though they do give him proper care. I was just sort of looking after things, making sure everything was so-so, and He told the nurse that if he didn't like the care, that he would get his own doctor, referring to me to take care of him. So they kind of snapped too. But he was getting excellent care, and everything is going along just fine. I'm working tomorrow morning, and tomorrow afternoon I'm going over there and see him, and tomorrow evening. And I'll report to you any more through letters. The main thing was I knew that you would want to hear Jerry's voice. It was a little rushed and hurried because he was a little bit nervous yet. But he's calming down, and we had a long talk. We talked about a lot of things. His spirits are very good, and he's doing just as good as could possibly be expected. In fact, much better, as a matter of fact. And he realizes how fortunate he is, and I do too. Incidentally, as he explained, he was flying co-pilot on board a helicopter which was flying cover for a medevac ship, which is a helicopter ambulance that picks up the wounded, and they fly the other helicopters in support of them to sort of protect them, like shotguns on the old station, the old stagecoaches. And as they were flying by this area, that someone took a lucky shot at him, and it hit the bottom of the plane, and the bullet splintered and hit Jerry in the thigh. And within 20 minutes, he was already in the hospital. It was a very fortunate thing that he was in a helicopter at the time, and that the pilot, and there were also people on board the ship that stopped the bleeding and everything, and they got him to the surgical hospital and did surgery very quickly and got everything under control, and it was a very, very fortunate thing. I'm very satisfied with the way things are going right now, and I anticipate Jerry will be here anywhere from 2 to 5 days here in Quinyon, and then from here he will be sent to Japan for convalescence. And from Japan, he will more than likely be sent home. I don't know how long he will be in Japan. This is something I can't predict because I don't know. And nobody here can tell me that either, because they don't know what the policy is in Japan of how long they keep a patient there, etc., etc. So Jerry will be writing to you any day now. Probably in the next day or two, he'll feel strong enough and settled enough. I imagine by tomorrow he'll probably feel like writing, and he'll tell you more and more about it. But the main thing is I wanted you to hear his voice, and that you know that he is safe and that he's okay now, and that things are under control. And I know you're worried and anxious and everything else, but thank God that everything is okay and he's going to be home. It's a kind of a funny thing. Jerry and I have had couple of serious talks, and believe me, he's a man now. He's not a kid anymore. We had a lot of talks. One evening we talked about it, and I told Jerry, one time I said, Jerry, there's as far as I'm concerned, you can get all the medals that they've got in Vietnam. There's only one medal that I don't want you to get, and that's the Purple Heart. So that's the medal you got. I'm sure you'll get other medals too, but he got the Purple Heart. So as I said in the letter I wrote yesterday, I feel that the Temposkys and the Goldsteins have now made their contribution to Vietnam, and that's the hell with it now. So I don't know much else to say, except that I do want to reassure you. I don't know how to say it, but everything is going well, and you that you can be thankful that things are under control, and that Jerry is getting the best possible care in the world right now. As a matter of fact, along with this tape, I saw a very nice article about evacuation and helicopters and so forth that I'm going to enclose with the tape. It was in tonight's paper, and I'm going to cut it out and enclose it for you. Again, I want to reiterate how fortunate Jerry is, not that he got wounded, but the fact that he is doing all right and everything. We've had a lot of wounded kids in here in the last day or two. As a matter of fact, I think we've had to remove around 4 or 5 eyes in the last 24 to 36 hours, which is quite a bit. And there was a guy about 3 nights ago that had to have both eyes removed. And if you don't think that made us sick, but Jerry's got both of his eyes, both of his arms, both of his legs. His chest is all right. There's no wounds there. There's no wounds in his belly. He had a little nick in his leg, and everything's under control. So thank God for that. And I told him when he does go stateside that they will probably give him his choice of hospitals, and he said Fitzsimmons was out anyway because Harriet and Jerry would be gone by the time he gets back. And if he does get his choice, he probably will put down Munson Army Hospital at Fort Leavenworth, because that would probably be the closest to home, and that you could see him very regularly. He may not be in the hospital that long either, and they let him take around a 45 to 60 day convalescent leave, which is not charged as leave time. And it was kind of cute when Jerry got there. He was quite concerned about his money. He had his wallet and everything, and they have to check it. You know how they do in a hospital when you come in as an accident or an emergency or anything like that. And I told him, don't worry about the money and this and that, and I'll take care of everything. But, you know, Jerry was, they counted all of the money out and everything, and which shows you that he was quite alert and everything. He knew what was going on completely. And he wasn't for schluffing at all, that was for sure. And he was having a little pain, but that was taken care of with the shot. And he was not in pain when he talked to you. He was a little anxious because he knew he was talking to you. And as you could tell, he was talking quite rapidly. And but quite normal, and everything else is fine. I'm not going to record on both sides of this tape because I figure this is enough. The primary thing was to get Jerry's voice on tape and to send it to you. I think I'm recording this at 3 3/4 speed. If it doesn't sound right, check your tape recorder and change to the other speed, but it's a controlled speed and should play well on your tape recorder, because I understand you have a good one. And my regards to you and to Uncle Bill, and I hope that everyone at home is well. And incidentally, Jerry did not have them notify you that he was wounded. I didn't know at the time whether he had or not, and I was just afraid that you would be notified through the Army, and that they would just tell you that he was wounded and not give you any information. So I hope I didn't cause you too much anguish, but I just wanted you to know what was going on and that Jerry was okay, and that's the important thing right now. And I don't know when you will be seeing him, because of course that depends upon when he goes to Japan and how long he stays there. But he will be home, and the main thing is he's okay, and that's the important thing. So that's about all I have to say right now. I don't know exactly when I'll be home.